Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Marine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hard for both the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual landlady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
Welcome to what could possibly be the most somber episode of N4G Radio.
For no particular reason.
For the week of January 26th, 2009. Everybody's tired.
Everybody's sleepy for some reason.
It's snowing.
It's one of those kind of sleepy days.
Yeah, sleepy mornings.
It's a sleepy day.
In Franktucky, Ohio.
Franktucky! With us we have GambusCon.
Hey! How's it going out there in internet radio land?
You know, with that intro, you totally broke the somber mood.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know.
Gambus.
I should have
You're too cheery for your own good.
Yes. I should be more emo.
Also, we have Ryan Wombat Wombo.
Hey, guys. How's it going? How you doing?
How you doing?
Last but not least, we have
our resident expert on emo.
Justin the Killer Wolverine, test it. You look like you have fangs.
I want to suck your blood.
I don't think you suck blood.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap. Did you just...
Our first quasi-creepy comment of the day.
Please elaborate.
Dong.
Wow.
What?
The witch is dead.
The witch is dead.
Let's do some fondling. You want to do some fondling?
Oh, we go from sucking to fondling.
Wow.
Oh, there's a line.
Yeah.
Where was this in the outtakes?
Yeah.
We'll start with Mr. Khan.
Oh, you're going to start with me, huh?
I'll start with you.
You're going to start with me, A.
This isn't...
A.
All right, Fonzie.
No, Fonzie's probably the coolest guy in Canada. Because he goes, "Ay!"
You might have just insulted that entire country.
Hey, what's wrong with A? It's cool. I like it.
A. Right, somewhere there's a Mountie in Canada that just took his hat off and threw it down on the ground. All angry.
Yeah.
Well, this is his only weapon, right?
Oh. Slam on Canada.
Now that's the slam right there.
I kid.
I don't take credit.
We love our brothers and sisters to the north.
Yes.
We love our hat.
America's hat.
America's hat.
Yes.
No. We love Canada.
We love Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Canadian core is awesome. But anyway, my fondling this week.
Indeed, that's
yes.
what I asked about.
Indeed.
Not about Canada.
Not
at
about
all.
Canada.
Not about
though.
Canada. Okay. Well, this week I got in a fighting game mood.
Oh, I was about ready to say. I thought he was going to say, I got in a fight.
In a fight.
You should see the other guy,
he's a
right?
Street fighting man.
Yeah.
The neighbor tell you don't talk about Fight Club?
Don't talk about Fight Club.
I don't know where that
was like the Samuel L. Jackson version of Don't Talk About Fight Club.
Don't you talk about Fight Club.
That's the Shaft version. Don't
what
you talk about Fight Club.
I'm just talking about Fight Club.
Don't talk.
Shut your mouth.
Get it? Fight Club.
Oh.
You damn right.
All right. I played some Street Fighter 3 for, of course, the PS2. Awesome. Awesome fighting game. And I've also played Street Fighter Alpha 3.
Nice.
Yeah. The Alpha 3 and the Street Fighter 3. The big threes. Both quite good.
Well, hopefully the big four will be good, too.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, look on his face.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. It will be complete.
Okay. What was that?
That was my evil voice.
I swear to Christ, we didn't smoke weed.
That was that was
that was
that was the infamy the infamiza.
What the fuck is the infamiza?
Emphysema, evil overlord.
Yes,
that sounds like a tongue twister.
But
choking on his own spit.
I played those two games, and I also got an inkling for a shoot 'em up game.
Shmup,
a.k.a. Bullet Hell type of game.
I thought you were going to say Bullet Witch.
Bullet Witch.
That's Bullet Hell right there.
Yeah.
That's just hell.
But I played some Ikaruga on
Ikaruga.
GameCube.
You have a GameCube?
No.
You played it on the Wii?
On the Wii doubles as a GameCube.
I still have my GameCube. Locked away.
Which means that...
Like a princess in another castle.
Exactly. When the Wii is used as a Nintendo GameCube, all of a sudden, the library of good games for the system like increases like tenfold.
I don't know about tenfold.
Yeah, there wasn't really that many good
games. There were
some
good games on GameCube, but I don't know that there was...
Tenfold.
Tenfold.
Yeah. That's a bold statement.
Well, there were about 10 good games, right?
Snap.
Wow. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
You probably heard it here for the 500th time.
Yeah.
Gambus Khan thinks that the Wii only has one good game.
And lastly, if you can believe it, I played more Dragon Quest IV for the Nintendo DS.
I call bullshit.
What?
You're lying. You're a liar.
But let me just take this opportunity to also talk about a book that I purchased.
This isn't news for books.
But this is a good book, and this is a video game book. It's called Arcade Mania. It is it's about Japanese arcade rooms in Japan.
I would have never guessed that from the title.
Yeah, it's an awesome book. It's divided into like chapter sections.
Well, that's usually how books work.
Yes. Each...
Sorry.
Hey,
I was holding that joke and I knew it was coming.
Shut your mouth. Each chapter.
It's got a front and a back cover.
Yes, it's got a front and a back cover. And it actually has a sleeve.
Nice.
It's a soft bound book with
nice.
A sleeve.
Holy
sleeve.
Shit. Yes. What the hell?
It actually looks like a Japanese book.
Gotcha.
Do you read it backwards?
No.
Oh.
But they might as well. It feels like a Japanese book. It's got a glossy cover that you can take off, and it's soft bound. So
what's it smell like?
It smells like an instruction manual. So
yes.
In other words, it smells pretty darn good. But anyway, this book, Arcade Mania, it's about the Japanese game centers in Japan, and each chapter talks about a specific genre of game. And gamers like us probably wouldn't really get into the book until about a quarter of the way in, because the first couple chapters, well, the first chapter involves claw games, where you know you collect prizes and stuff. Did you know that in Japan they actually have tournaments based on claw games? I'm serious.
You're kidding me.
And there's an interview with this woman who's like. The claw game
champion of
Japan.
Japan.
Yes. And she actually like...
Oh, I bet her parents are proud.
And she like...
Hey.
I guess her obsession with claw games started when she... There was these... No, I'm serious.
I know, but it's fucking hilarious.
It is hilarious. But she saw these teddy bears in the machine, and she felt that she needed to rescue them.
If you have a backstory to your claw game addiction, there are problems that you need to see people about.
Yeah.
What's funny is every time he says claw games, the first thing my brain thinks of is clogging.
That's what mine keeps
saying.
And
then I'm like,
to.
No, wait, claw games is even more embarrassing than clogging.
I keep hearing him say clog, and I'm like, why are we talking about clogs?
Well, the thing is, over in Japan, they actually refer to them as UFO catchers. Because in
America, we call that Indiana Jones.
Because
oh,
the crystal skull. But in Japan, in the mid-80s, Sega released a game called UFO Catcher. And for some reason, that caught on. And
so it's kind of like how we call tissues Kleenex.
Exactly.
Because it's the biggest brand.
Yeah.
Band-Aid.
Right, Band-Aid.
But it was pretty interesting. Then the second chapter is based on picture-taken machines.
Do they have a competition for that, too?
I don't know, but each chapter has an interview, like an interview with the person who's, like, most prominent in that particular category. And there's some girl in there who's like, I guess, takes so many pictures that she actually has, like words of wisdom on how to take a good picture in a picture booth.
Once again, I bet her parents are so proud.
Yes. Yes.
Mom, Dad, I'm in a book for sitting in a chair and getting my picture taken a whole lot of times.
Yeah, and this woman, she's Japanese, but she's got pink hair. So...
This is why she takes a lot of pictures. What the fuck is that have to do with it? I'm trying to figure this out.
Big pink curly hair. But anyway, then you start getting into the genres that we're into. Like the next chapter I've got is rhythm games. So, of course, they cover Dance Dance Revolution. They cover, like, guitar freaks. And then they go actually into the area of Guitar Hero and Rock Band and how the... The Japanese have influenced us to do instrument rhythm games and stuff like that. And then it goes into the chapter based on shoot 'em ups. And man, there are some crazy people out there in Japan.
Well, we just had a conversation about a claw game champion.
Yes.
And a Japanese woman with pink curly hair who gets her picture taken a lot.
And is in a book about it.
Yes. But, yeah, the shoot 'em ups. Some of there's like a contrast when it comes to shoot 'em up games between old school, like the 80s, like Xevious and the original Raiden games, and the new shoot 'em up games, which I can't even pronounce. They got these really big titles like DuPont Kukuku.
What does DuPont have to do with anything?
I don't know. I don't know why. It might have been sponsored by DuPont. But
the plastic shooter.
Yes. But in the shoot 'em up games in like the 80s and 90s, they were all methodically thought. You know, you would dodge bullets, you would collect power ups, you know, you would learn a stage. Nowadays in the new recent shoot 'em ups, they said that in this book that some of the more recent titles can have up to 2,500 bullets on the screen at one time.
Why would you even want to play that?
2,500 bullets on the screen at one time. And there's people in Japan that actually can dodge all of them. And get this.
They're dating the girl who sits in the photo booth all day long.
Dude, if you can dodge 2,500 bullets on screen at once, you ain't dating nobody.
This is true.
And get this. There's instructional DVDs that you can buy at arcades.
Hosted by Billy Blanks.
which are actual real-life accounts of people, you know, giving tips of how to survive, you know, daunting screen-filling bullet barrages, you know.
Bullet barrage.
But yeah, it's crazy. And then it goes into the fighting game. Oh yeah, I also forgot to mention there's a apparatus that you can put on your arm, made by Hori, the same people that made the joysticks, the arcade right. sticks. It's kind of funny, but it's a you put it on your finger and it vibrates, right? And get this, it vibrates 30 times per second.
But that's a hell of a sex toy in Japan.
But the use of it is people will actually use this while playing a shoot 'em up. So they'll just place their finger on the fire button and they're and so that they only have to worry about dodging,
so that it automatically fires for them.
Yeah, like 30 times a second.
Yeah, I bet that's what they use it for.
I bet.
Yeah, it's a.
Okay. Well, then you know what? Their skill is synthetic.
That's true.
Ooh.
Period.
Yes.
You shouldn't be in this book.
Get out of this book.
Get out of this.
You don't belong in the same elite company as
Claw Game Champion
and picture taking Pink Hair Girl.
But it's kind of weird because these people that are like so good at these games, you know, I think one guy said he spends like 6 hours a day on a shoot 'em up game.
Get a fucking job.
But here's the sad part.
He's got to have a job. How's he going to afford a shoot 'em up game?
But here's the sad part. He does have a job. He works like 60 hours a week.
Then get another hobby. God
exactly.
Damn.
So it's
I love games. Don't get me wrong. Shit.
Take a wife.
Exactly.
do something.
But then they have a chapter based on fighting games, and then they even have a chapter based on card games, which is kind of a oddity that they don't really have over here, except in game rooms.
They have like video poker and stuff at bars and that kind of
stuff.
Well,
This is where you actually take physical cards.
Oh, gotcha.
And you just actually swipe them into the arcade machine.
Oh, gotcha.
And it actually, you know, it like affects gameplay.
Gotcha. And, those kind of card games.
Just recently, I went to Columbus, and there's a Game Works at this mall, and they had a couple there. They had a couple card games, and I was like, wow, that's weird. So anyway, when I got this book, it actually had the card games in the book. There's even an Ultraman, if anybody's familiar with Ultraman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's an Ultraman fighting game that you actually use playing cards, and you swipe the cards, and I guess it gives you certain powers or attacks or something. Mm. But Arcade Mania, I think the author's name, I think his last name's Ashcraft.
John Ashcrack.
I do know that the author. I probably screwed his name up. If he's listening, I'm sorry.
I know. I just did.
But the guy who wrote the book, he was a game editor for Wired magazine, and
cool.
He quite knowledgeable about the Japanese game scene, which is quite bizarre. It's like a subculture.
It does sound like an interesting book. I must say.
I had to special order it.
Really?
They didn't have it on the shelves. I actually had to, seek it out, and the only reason why I knew of the book was because I think it was mentioned in Edge magazine, and it was mentioned in a anime magazine. So that was the only way I knew of the book. And it's a good book. It's really awesome.
Cool.
It's a fun read to read about crazy, bizarre people and
okay.
and their obsessions.
Their obsession.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right, so what are you looking forward to fondling this week?
Probably got to get more Street Fighter in, you know?
Of course.
Got to catch them all.
Yeah, and I'm trying to finish Dragon Quest IV. I'm probably about three quarters through the game now. So I'm getting down to the nitty-gritty. And in a couple weeks from now, I'm going to be picking up a retro gaming challenge for the DS.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That looks pretty cool.
Yeah. And that game itself has a big, long history and story behind it, which I should probably save until I actually get the game.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
So then we'll move on to the Wombat.
My fondling is actually pretty short and sweet this week. I popped back in some March. Well, I keep wanting to call it March Madness, but it's not called March Madness.
Well, it's
anymore.
The only college game. You can get away
right.
with it.
NCAA College Basketball 2009, because it's basketball season, and I always jones for a basketball game during this time of year. So I've been playing that, trying to lead my my alma mater, Miami University, to the NCAA tournament, so we'll see how that goes. Played some more Valkyria Chronicles. There's not much to say about it that I haven't already said, other than to say, once again, if you haven't bought it yet, you should go buy it. If you haven't played the demo yet, you should download the demo. And also, since Gambus did it, I'll talk about a book too, but not in as great a depth. Not that there was anything wrong with your depth. I'm just not going to go into that depth on mine. But I've been reading the second Mass Effect book, Mass Effect Ascension, and it's actually really good. That's one of the things I liked about Mass Effect so much was that not only was the game really good, but there's so much depth and backstory, and the universe itself is so well fleshed out. And I read the first book before I played the game, and now reading the second book, and it all ties together very well. So if you like the game, you should definitely pick up the book, because it's awesome.
I can't wait until the second game comes
out.
Yeah,
I know. I'm really excited for that.
Yeah.
Really, really excited. But other than that, I mean, that's pretty much all I played this week. So I didn't have a whole lot of gaming time this week. But this coming week should be a little better. I should be able to play some more stuff, although it'll probably just be the same stuff that's been sitting on my shelf for a while, because I've got a big pile of shame right now, so I need to try and clear through that.
Yeah, don't we all?
So I'll be playing probably some more March Madness. Damn it. Some more NCAA basketball. I'll be playing some more Valkyria Chronicles, and I might play some more Grand Theft Auto 4 too, because I got back into that about a week ago.
Yeah, it's a great game.
Yeah, it is a great game, and I want to play some more. So I think that though pretty much wraps it up.
Nice, short,
for the week.
Sweet,
short and sweet fondling.
Let me move on to Killer Wolverine.
Yeah.
He's been really, really quiet.
Yeah, I'm really, really tired. I doubled my fondling from last week.
But last week was zero, right?
Yeah.
How do you double zero? It's impossible.
Oh, you add two to it.
That's not doubling zero.
Oh, it's double.
It's not doubling zero. Two times zero is zero.
But
if it was 0 point something.
Yeah, but how do you play point something of a game?
You put it in and watch the screen.
See, that's what I did, though. That's what I did, remember?
See? There you go.
So, fuck you. All right.
So there you go.
So I doubled your pleasure.
So now you put two games in and watch the screen?
No, I actually played them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I played Battlefield Bad Company.
Bad Company.
Bad something.
Not a fan?
Not really. I played it a few minutes when Zero first got it, and opinions stayed the same. I don't understand how your enemy or your helper AI will just unload on an enemy, not hit them, and then when you come up and try to hit them, the enemy AI just squares in on you and doesn't lay up. I don't understand it, and I don't think I ever will understand it.
Yeah, I played the demo. I know what you're saying, man.
So
sucks.
Whatever. I mean, it's $20.
Yeah.
So I picked it up for $20.
Yeah, it might be worth $20.
Yeah. So, yeah. And more Resistance. Two?
Resistance 2. So how's that?
Resistance
2.
So how's that working out for you? You think I should get it?
Did you play the co-op yet?
No, I haven't
played any of the online yet.
No, I was waiting. So I don't know how that's going to work out now. There's a snag.
A snag?
What snag? You don't have it anymore? You douchebag.
I'm sorry, man. I tried to play it again this past week, and I'm like, you know, this single player is really boring, and we never get online to play co-op together.
I know. We need to do that.
And then
we needed to do that.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'll just get rid of it. And then if, you know, sometime down the line, if we're bored and everybody's going to actually be online to play co-op.
So how is it compared to the first game?
It's a little better than the first game, but I didn't think the first game was all that in a bag of chips.
I like Resistance, too.
I think the co-op is probably awesome, but my problem is I want to play with my friends, and my friends are never online when I am.
Yeah.
So it kind of defeats the purpose of the co-op. I'm sure it's great, and if you've got people to play it with, I'm sure it's worth it. But for me, it just wasn't.
I find the single player that bad.
I liked the single player. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. I have no problem with the single player other than the fact that I was bored every time I played it.
I will say that the blood effects are terrible in the single player version.
I just couldn't find myself saying, I want to play this. I'd play it for about a half hour. I'd get bored, and then I'm like, yeah, I really don't care if I go back and play it.
I kind of have to force myself to want to play it.
See, I'm not very far in the single player right now, but I enjoyed what I played of it.
I was at least halfway through, and that took me about 10 sittings because I just didn't get into it when I played it. I don't know what it is about it. It just doesn't hook me. There's just some FPSs that don't hook me. Like, Time Shift didn't hook me. And I love FPSs. You know, I love them a lot. But, like, Time Shift did the same thing. It bored me. I stopped caring after a while. There's just something about it that wasn't fun. I don't know.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, maybe Resistance 3 will be pretty good then.
I think Insomniac should stick to doing Ratchet because it seems to be their strong suit. I mean, Resistance is good, but you never hear it talked about as one of the best FPSs ever made.
Yeah.
So
it's definitely no Gears of War.
That's
but
not
Killzone
an FPS.
Killzone 2 is already the best first-person shooter ever made.
Don't get this started.
Sorry.
Game's not out yet.
I know.
And when it comes out, if it is. If
it's
not,
like
it's not.
It looks like it could be.
Looks can be deceiving.
Killzone 1 was supposed to be the greatest first-person
shooter. Yeah, but Killzone 1 didn't even look like it played good if you watched it.
A lot of people thought that before you saw it, before you played it, though. I thought it looked like the shit.
I didn't think it looked... I thought, when I first saw videos of it, I thought it looked like shit. I didn't think it looked like the shit. I thought it looked like shit.
See, I thought it looked awesome when I saw it in the videos.
But Killzone 2, I think, looks good.
Well, we'll find out soon. We will see if it's worth all that in a bag of chips.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hopefully it's worth all that. And
hey, I hope it is. Yeah. I love first-person shooters, so I hope it's the shit that killed Elvis.
Wow.
You know, but...
You want...
It's been long enough.
Right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Mama.
Oh, mama.
I'm dead.
Oh.
So...
I also read books, too.
Did you?
Really?
No.
You didn't?
No. Me read? That's silly.
It's silly. It's silly. Oh, my God.
So what are you going to play this week?
Mrs. Peterson.
Oh.
As funny as that joke is, it's funnier when he's here.
Yeah, it's not very funny when he's not here. It doesn't work.
I'm just telling you what I'm playing.
What's that? What's
you
that?
Asked me. I told you.
Do-do-do-do. Fail.
I don't know. Probably nothing.
Awesome.
Wow.
Good to know you're looking forward to it.
I have to get my schooling. I'm almost done. I have to...
Gotta get my schooling on.
I have to do a lot of schoolwork in the next month, so probably nothing.
Well, I feel like I, like, played the world this week, then. I played a lot of shit this week. There's a user on PlayStation Network that said if I didn't mention this game, I was... Yeah, I was a bum. But I was playing Mortal Kombat 2 the other day.
Oh, nice.
I was on my PlayStation playing Mortal Kombat 2. I played the more Resistance that I played, and that's when I decided I just didn't care about it anymore. I played Wipeout HD this week. And
yes.
Man, that
game, I can't believe I forgot about it, but it deserved a place on my list.
Have you played...
And I completely forgot.
Have you played it since they patched it?
No.
Ooh, difficulty downplay.
Is
Thank
it really?
You, Jesus.
Is it really?
Like, it's not impossible anymore. Like, I had gotten to the point where I'd almost hit a brick wall. Like, I could not even come close to beating the lap times and stuff. But with the new patch, I was kind of glanced over the changes, and it looked like they downplayed the difficulty. So it's actually plausible to beat the game now.
Nice.
So, I mean, that was really nice.
I enjoyed Wipeout a lot. I need
I'll tell
to play
you
that
what,
some more.
That is the best looking 1080p game I've played on my PS3 so far.
That's also the best downloadable game that I played last year.
Oh yeah, that and Mega Man were like,
well, yeah.
Yeah,
neck and neck. But between those two, that was the shit. PS3. Otherwise, I also played more Little Big Planet. Went on and checked out some more levels, which seems to be a weekly thing now. Just pop on and see what the new levels are. I don't think there was really any standout with the levels I played this week. I played some more of the music ones, a couple new coaster ones. I did a few of the actual action levels and stuff. But it's really fun to get out there and play those levels. And on my PS3, I actually finally put SOCOM in.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And?
I finally played it. I like it.
I liked the beta.
I had no problems with lag. And even the people online weren't super annoying. there's always that one guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to say his name because you just don't call people out on. But there was one guy in there that just kept yelling. And like, why y'all motherfuckers standing around, man? You should be running, man. You should run here. That's why we're losing and all this stuff. And I'm like,
oh,
okay.
Yeah, that's the worst.
I'm
I
like, dude,
that.
Just shut up. So I turned my headset off at that point. I'm like, you know, you guys aren't really collaborating anyway. So I know what I'm supposed to do. I'll follow you guys. But it is really fun. Like, I like the different modes. Like, the first mode I played was the you got to plant the bomb,
yeah.
Which is a standard mode in those kind of games. And that was pretty fun because it switches sides, and it's only, you know, the terrorists try to stop you from planting the bomb while the commandos actually try to plant the bomb. And then the next mission we played was the hostage remove, the VIP, where you had to take these hostages and move them to the helicopter to be extracted while the terrorists were trying to kill you or them. And the map that we played on that was awesome. It was like almost like a desert level with lots of hills and mountains and stuff and like broken architecture and stuff. And then it was just laid out so nice. And there's just a bridge that goes across and you can see where the helicopter comes down. I mean, it was really cool. It doesn't look terrible, but it does look like a downloadable PS3 game. So, but it is really fun. I had a lot of fun with it, so I'll probably be playing that more.
So is it comparable to any other 360 game?
SOCOM's always been kind of its own thing.
Its own thing?
I mean, it's very realistic military-wise, which if you listen to the people online right now, they'll tell you it's not nearly as good as SOCOM 1 and 2, and I might be inclined to agree to that, but that doesn't mean it's not any good. You know, it is still fun. It's a very different kind of shooter. There's a ton of buttons.
That
do different things. Yeah. I mean,
so it's very methodical.
Yeah, you really have to know what you're doing when you're playing. Like, if you just jump straight into a game,
it's definitely not noob-friendly.
No, not at all. If you jump in, like, the first match that I jumped in, I spent the whole match trying to figure out how to do what I was supposed to do. And then by the time I had everything sorted out, I got killed. So, I mean, I don't even have time to think about it. Because there's so many different positions, tactical advantages to laying down, kneeling, with your zoom on your gun, sprinting, switching weapons, throwing grenades, aim. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff to do. You can lean around corners, and it's a very methodical shooter. But it is really fun, and it is one of those shooters where when you die, you're dead. You know, you don't come back. There's no respawning. So. But it was really fun. I'm glad I finally got a chance to play it, and I'll probably play it some more. On the 360, I played more Unreal Tournament, which I'm still enjoying. I played some Star Wars Force Unleashed, mostly just to continue to work on my achievements of killing 500 people with different ways. But plus, the game's just fun. I love playing the levels over and over again just because it's fun. And every time I play, I'll switch my skin, so I'm a different character. This week, I was playing as Luke Skywalker and running through and killing everybody.
Nice.
And Luke Skywalker shooting lightning into stormtroopers is just a scene that you just kind of like, yeah. I played more Soul Calibur 4, which is really fun. I played more Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix.
Oh, yeah.
I also played a new arcade game called The Mall.
Mall. Yeah. Is that any good? It looked pretty fun.
It's really good. It's a very different kind of game. It's not like anything else that I can think of on arcade. And basically what it is you're like this little blue alien that is kidnapped and thrown on a ship, and the ship crashes. And when you crash, there's this little purple blob that comes out. And you befriend it. You get this little thing that you can put on your arm and use it as a leash to carry him around. Mm-hmm. Well, while you're carrying him around, basically he just goes around and eats everything. And every so often when he's eating, he grows bigger. And, like, he can eat certain animals to change his consistency. Like, he'll eat a fire dragon and then he'll become fire himself and then he can shoot fire. And you solve puzzles like that by changing his consistency to do different stuff. I mean, I love the way it looks. It's a really, like, a Pixar kind of, like, look to the game.
You know something? I've read about this game.
It is really good. I mean, it is probably one of the most complete original Xbox Live Arcade games that I've ever played. The company Twisted Pixel that made it actually emailed me and asked me if I wanted to play the game, because otherwise I wouldn't even have thought about playing it this week. And I said, yeah, sure, and I started playing it. And what's cool is the guy that emailed me was really cool, and he's like, I really want to know what you think. I really want to know if we did a good job. And I've been playing it so far, and I got to say that my review will be positive, and I will. He asked me to send back personally what I thought of the game.
Yeah, I've read about this game in Play Magazine.
It is really a cool little game, and I suggest checking out the demo because, I mean, it's not like the most complex game you'll ever play, but it is really neat, different, and fun.
Hmm.
And the visual style is just, it's simple, but like really colorful.
Yeah.
So that's why I guess it reminded me of Toy Story. It's like it's really colorful and the characters are really animated. But it is really fun. I'm interested to see how big the thing actually gets because when we started, he was about like this big. And now where I'm at, he's kind of like this big.
Sweet.
Apparently, I was reading about it in Game Informer and it said that he gets to be as big as a screen.
Nice. He's pretty big now, so I'm waiting to see how big he'll actually get. But it is really fun. Like, and you can let him off the leash to run off and do what he wants, and then, like, you press the button to put the leash back on. If he's too far away, your little character will, like, look up and go, "Ma!" Like, calling for him, and then he'll come running to you. So it's really cool, actually. It's a really cool, neat little game. And then the last thing that I played this week was the big... I'm surprised nobody else played this. Was the Fear 2 demo?
Fear 2?
The Fear 2
Electric
demo.
Boogaloo.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to download it.
I love the first game. I loved the atmosphere and the way it scared the piss out of you and all that stuff. And all I can tell you is I'm glad that Monolith got the license back because Alma is the creepiest shit, and this demo scared the bejesus out of me the first time I played it. I mean. And I've been reading online, there's a lot of mixed people like, oh, I think it's good, oh, I think it's average, oh, I think it's crap, you know. And unfortunately, with Killzone's hype meter going off right now, this game is, you know, for PS3 owners, it's a waste of time. They're not going to play it.
Right.
For 360 owners, it could be a blessing because they're going to want to play something since Killzone's out and they want something comparable. This is a really good game if you like the first one. If you did not like the first one, you're probably not going to like this game. It's very similar. The graphics are a lot better, obviously. The scare factors will still get you, amazingly enough. They're not predictable all the time. Sometimes they're predictable, sometimes they're not. Visually, it's a huge upgrade from the first game. It looks incredible. You can actually drive mechs now. You can get in these like little mech machines and shoot people.
Sweet.
But the slow motion blowing people in half thing, It still hasn't got old. I can't help that. It's really fun. If you like the first one, you're really going to love it. If you haven't beat the first one, and you, which at this point, you know, spoilers be damned. The second game starts off right after the first one ended. So
it doesn't. So the whatchamacallit, the fear. What was that game called?
Fear Files. That's a separate part of the story. Like, the extraction point takes place right after the first game, but it was a different perspective. I think this is the actual guy that was in the first game.
Oh, okay.
I don't really... The story to me has been there's this creepy little 8-year-old girl running around, and she's scaring the piss out of you.
Yeah.
You know, I never really got the whole story to it. There's this thing about how she was born, and you're part of that. There's vampires, and I don't know. I kind of gave up after a while. I was like, I don't understand half of shit. But in the second game, she's actually an adult. Alma is. So when she's running after you, she's, like, grown up. And, like, it's pretty creepy.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder how she turned into an adult so fast.
I don't know. I guess if I, like, read the story, I might know.
Makes you wonder how a ghost can age.
Hey.
Anything's possible.
Don't question.
Don't sweat the technique.
Bitch.
Don't call it a comeback.
I've been here for years.
Rocking my peers. Putting suckers in fear.
But that's, that was the, oh, I'm sorry, there is one other game I played. I told you I played a lot of shit this
year.
Yeah,
you did.
A lot of shit this week.
Lord of the Rings Conquest.
Oh.
Full version I played.
What'd you think?
All right, here's the thing. This game is supposed to be like Star Wars Battlefront, right?
Right.
This game is totally not like Star Wars Battlefront. I played through the single player campaign, I was playing through it. As the warrior, this feels like those old hack and slash EA games.
Right.
Lord of the Rings, Two Towers,
right.
Lord of the Rings, you know, Return of the King. Feels exactly like
this.
The single player does. Now, you play in as the archer class, which in my opinion was one of the best classes.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it's ranged, and that's how this game's supposed to play. The scout class blows monkey chunks. Seriously.
But that's what most people use when you play the multiplayer. This is a scout class, so they can sneak up behind you and one hit kill you.
See, that's what's funny, because I heard on PS3 everybody plays as a mage.
Really?
Which, the mage, to me, sucked.
I played
his spells are so slow that I just don't care.
The only good spell he's got is the one where he casts the like shield and keeps the arrows and stuff from hitting you.
Yeah, that's about it because it's instant.
Right.
But his projectile, he has to go like pull his arm back real slow and then release it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just this game does not work in the Battlefront perspective.
No.
It doesn't. It's a really cool idea, and I could see how on paper this sounded brilliant. Like, oh, let's make a Battlefront game, but in Lord of the Rings. Battlefront worked because it was ranged combat.
Right.
You had guns.
Yeah.
There's only two characters that use projectiles in this game. Dominantly, they all have a projectile.
Right.
But the warriors is useless.
Shitty-ass throwing axe.
And you have to stop and aim it.
Right.
You can't run and throw it.
Oh, that sucks.
And the mages, he takes time to charge one of them, and the other one's almost useless. So, the archer is the only class that feels like Battlefront. And if you play as the archer, you'll feel like you're playing Battlefront. But the problem with the archer is, you get surrounded by enemies, you're dead in 2 seconds.
Yep.
He's weak as hell.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. I'm not thrilled with the game, unfortunately, because it had such potential to be an awesome idea.
Yeah.
So.
A lot of licensed games have the potential to be awesome.
Well, Lord of the Rings games have been good other than
yeah.
The Hobbit and the Third Age.
Yeah.
Which were two very terrible games, but
yeah, the main trilogy of Lord of the Rings, they have been really high.
Those two EA
titles.
Games were really good because
yes.
Not only were they hack and slash, but they were hack and slash with actual depth.
Right.
Because if you just button mashed, you would die in those games.
Yeah.
You had to learn how to play, which is why I like them.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it was kind of disappointing. But that's the other big game that I play. This week. I don't really know what I'm playing this week. I'm hoping to get Afro Samurai for review. So I'm kind of interested to play that.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, that game looks so awesome.
And I probably will get Skate 2 this week. Maybe, hopefully. I don't know what the arcade game is this week, so I don't know if I'll be interested in that. I don't know what PS3's game is this week, so I don't know if I'll be interested in that. Other than that, I'll probably still continue to play older stuff. Unreal Tournament. Soul Calibur, stuff like that. More Street Fighter.
Yeah, it's a nice time to go back and play games.
Get caught up.
Yeah, get caught up.
I really don't think there's anything I want to play through right now still. So I might get into SOCOM and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Some games I can hop in and play for short periods of time.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I play a lot of shit this week.
Yeah, sounds like it. Holy Toledo.
But you never know what the week's going to bring, so maybe I'll play something new.
I'm really looking forward to Afro Samurai.
I hope it's good. Namco Bandai has a tendency to make decent games, so
yeah.
We'll see how this one comes out. But that wraps up the fondling. Now it takes us to KWWD.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt. Brought to you by Grandpa Johnson's 80-proof alcoholic maple syrup. Because let's face it, your life sucks, and you're going to get drunk in the morning anyway. So you might as well eat some pancakes while you're at it. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
That is awesome. I wish they had that stuff in real life, man.
I bet you do.
It's some of that pancakes.
Alrighty, then.
Oh, yeah.
So let's take a look at Mr. Wolverine's dirt here.
His dirt.
His dirt.
Dirt.
As long as you're not looking at his junk, we're good.
Please don't.
Square Enix, or Squeenix.
Squeenix.
Is releasing a 160-gigabyte PS3 with a Cloud Wolf logo on it and a copy of Advent Children and the demo of Final Fantasy 13. You didn't do the conversion rate, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not good at conversion rates.
49,980 yen. It will release on April 16th in Japan.
Or roughly about $500.
Thank you. Don't know how long this is going on, but Amazon.com is offering Xbox Live year subscription cards for $30. The RE5 demo will hit PSN on February 2nd.
Sweet.
This is an interesting one. If you pre-order Guitar Hero Metallica at GameStop, you get a free extra foot pedal for the Expert Plus mode.
That's
where you can play double bass.
That's pretty
really?
Cool.
Yeah.
You get an actual peripheral. That's a good deal.
Hopefully they'll sell it separately for the people who don't pre-order it. Of course, well, I don't know very many people that are going
to... Why don't you pre-order it, and then you get it for free, and then you don't have to worry about it.
Because you know how fucking people are. I don't pre-order.
I don't pre-order.
But did you see the song list? Do you have that in your news?
I listed a site to go to it. I didn't list it.
Okay. Like, the song list is good.
Is it?
Like, it has some of the songs that have been in other games. Also, you will be able to use your downloaded Death Magnetic DLC in the game. So if you downloaded that album, you can use that. But it's got songs like One, which was in Guitar Hero 3, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. It's got Master of Puppets. Which
Master!
That's going to be awesome to play. I mean, it's got a really good selection of old and new Metallica. So it's really a good song list. And then the song, for the first time, check this out. The Foo Fighters song that's in it, Stacked Actors.
Really?
I'm like, wow.
Wow, that's a good song.
That was really diverse. It's got Alice in Chains. It's got Slayer, which will be really weird, and Guitar Hero. But, I mean, it's got a really good track list if you're into that kind of music. Like, it's really good. I mean, there's a good amount of songs in this game. So, it sucks you can't take it and import it into World Tour, because that would be the better thing to do.
But that would be just too convenient.
GameStop is reporting that a Mass Effect Special Edition will release on February 10th, and it is said to include a documentary, music, trailers, a gallery, and the game's first DLC, Bringing Down the Sky. If it's true, it will retail for $20.
Holy
If you haven't
Toledo.
Played Mass Effect yet, and you have a 360, and you don't buy this $20 Special Edition or whatever, I feel sorry for you.
Yes.
Street Fighter 4 producer Yoshinori Ono has said that a third Capcom vs. SNK is possible.
Awesome. They should do it.
Yeah, they said that about a third Marvel vs. Capcom, too, and I'm still waiting.
I'm still waiting for Tetsunoko vs. Capcom.
Well, you keep waiting on that. I'd rather play a real fighting game.
I thought that wasn't supposed to release in the States.
I know somebody who owns it, and actually I know two people that own it, and both of them say it's awesome.
Did they import it?
It can't release in the States, I think, because of the licensing issues.
Right.
Yeah. All kinds of anime.
Doesn't have, like, two buttons?
No, it's got... It's I think it's four buttons.
I don't know. I'm not interested in it. I want real Street Fighter.
Hey, it is real Street Fighter. It plays like real Street Fighter.
LlamaSoft announced that Xbox Live arcade version of Grid Runner +++ will arrive this April. I love Grid Runner. Did you ever play that game?
No.
That was a cool game on the PlayStation 1.
I wanted to play it.
It was like capture the flag from a top-down perspective. It was really fun. Sega UK has confirmed to CVG that OutRun Online Arcade will not be released on PlayStation Network in North America.
Boo. I like OutRun.
The Gears of War 2 title update will bring new achievements, and it's up right now. And they all have to do with the combustible map pack, though. So if you don't own it, the achievements do you no good. Eidos has announced their new game, Mini Ninjas.
Really? Mini Ninjas.
Mini Ninjas.
Man,
interesting.
I bet they're pretty good at sneaking around since they're mini.
I would imagine.
Yes.
Sneak up and slice people's Achilles tendons.
But I bet they can't jump real high.
I bet you're probably right.
Oh, I bet they could jump real high.
Midway announced that the Wheelman will release on March 20th, and that a demo will be up very soon.
I'm actually kind of curious about this game. This is the Vin Diesel property?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet Midway's really curious about this game, too.
It could, yeah. Could have some long-lasting effects.
Yeah. They really need this game to be a success.
I don't think it's going to pull them out, though.
Well, I don't know that it will either, but it'll ease the crash.
I hope it's a good game.
I hope it's a good game. It looks good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gamma Sutra's rumoring that EA Tiburon is the next EA studio to make some cutbacks.
That's not good.
I heard it was Black Box, though.
Black Box is Need for Speed.
Yeah.
They need to get rid of them.
Wow.
By the time this is read, firmware 2.60 is up for the PS3. The main additions to the console's functionality are a photo gallery and DivX 3.11. You can also have guests access the PlayStation Store, and that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, it was a really, I played around with the photo gallery. It's neat, but I don't have any pictures on my PS3 other than wallpaper, so. According to the NPD group, Canadian game sales have reached the $2 billion mark.
$2 billion.
That's a fuckload of money.
Yes.
That's
a lot.
What?
A fuckload.
The U.S. Army is rolling out a third America's Army game, and apparently Agent Orange is infected wombat.
Yeah.
Really, this company still exists? According to Kotaku, Jalico Holdings is leaving the industry.
Jalico.
As of January 15, 2009, the company transferred 100% of ownership in subsidiary Jalico, best known for Bases Loaded, to an online game company, Game Yaru.
Man, I haven't heard that.
It's pretty bad when it's 2009 and you have to say Jalico, best known for Bases Loaded.
Well, that's why nobody's heard of them in a while.
Honestly, I thought they disbarred a long time ago.
Yeah, evidently they've been making games overseas, and they just never came out over here.
It's a damn shame.
Yes.
According to the latest Nintendo Power via Capcom Unity, there are differences in Dead Rising. Chop to your drop. There are no time limits.
Yay.
Players are not restricted to a single save file.
Yay.
Frank West can only carry one melee weapon at a time. There's more emphasis on firearms and collecting ammo.
Yay.
What the fuck? Frank cannot jump?
Boo.
And there's no photography element. Is this the same game? So they turned it into an action game.
Yeah.
It doesn't really look like the same game.
Wow.
Yeah.
PSP game Wipeout Pulse may see life on the PS2.
That's a good game. Wipeout Pulse. Real good.
My most anticipated PSN game of all time, Fat Princess,
yes,
is due in March.
Woohoo!
Fat Princess. Can't wait to fatten her up.
Wow.
I did have that in there.
Inside sources told Kotaku that Black Box is nearing completion on a patch for Need for Speed Undercover. In other news, this patch will not make the game good.
I was already going to say, does the patch completely redo the game into something worth playing?
No.
That'd be a long download.
That would be a long ass download.
Capcom has signed a development. I know what the download will be. Just buy the next version.
Yeah. There's no next version.
Capcom has signed a development deal with Monumental Games. If you want to see all the details, you can head over to our site at ztgamedomain.com for that.
Yeah.
Cheap plug.
I got to get one a week.
ztgamedomain.com.
I actually get two.
ztgamedomain.com.
Welcome back, bitches. Yuke's has launched a downloadable games division, and you know where to go for the details.
Yes. ztgamedomain.com.
Break it down.
.com.
Ruffian Games officially announced the formation of a new development studio in the Scottish city of Dundee.
Yeah.
Comprised of individuals who have worked in titles such as Crackdown, Fable 2, PGR, Grand Theft Auto, Mortal Kombat.
Wow.
The team has been rumored to be developing a sequel to Crackdown.
Yay. Oh, sweet.
Dun, dun, dun. Yay.
Please let it be true. Crackdown was awesome.
Yay.
I'll get excited. Monster Hunter Portable 2nd G was the best-selling game in 2008 in Japan.
I can see that. They're big-time into that.
Here's a little bit of info on Ragdoll Kung Fu, Fists of Plastic. Billed as a party fighting game based on an original title by the creator of Little Big Planet and developed by Tarsier Studios, Ragdoll is a fast-paced combat game with an imaginative look and feel. Your success will depend on whether you get to grips with the basic Kung Fu moves, which builds up chi power. Chi power can be conjured to perform spectacular six-axis wireless controller triggered special attack moves.
What?
And combat sequences. Ragdoll Kung Fu Fists of Plastic is still no release date. That's sad.
That game looked fun. It looks fun.
Sony head Howard Stringer announced on Thursday plans to eliminate 2,000 full-time jobs and close two television manufacturing plants in the face of a projected $1.1 billion loss.
Man, this is affecting everybody.
Yeah.
In other news, Sega laid off 30 people.
Still.
Man.
It sucks
still
for those
sucks.
30 people.
It still sucks, but
it
like
does suck.
2,000 to 30.
Yeah. I guess that goes to show you who has more employees.
You think. Joystick has discovered a job listing that reveals Ubisoft is the latest company to join the growing list of publishers that want to develop the next big music-based video game.
Give me a fucking break.
Ubisoft,
two
really?
Is enough.
We're going to have, like, the Assassin's Creed theme.
Ugh.
Actually, we have three right now in America. And
dude, Rock Revolution doesn't count.
It never counted. The Lost and the Dam, the new GTA expansion, will be released on February 17th, 2009, and the cost, 1,600 points.
I'm really excited for Lost and the Damned. I think it looks cool.
Ubisoft has announced that Ubisoft Montreal is working on a sequel to Assassin's Creed. The French publisher confirmed that Assassin's Creed 2 will arrive in March of 2010.
Maybe I'll play some Assassin's Creed this weekend. I still never beat the first one. It's one of those games that I have to play it in short spurts so I don't get burnt out on it.
Well, yeah, because it's the same thing over and over and over and over and over.
Yeah, but I enjoy the same. I enjoy what you do in the game. I just can't play it too long of a stretch at a time because it does get repetitive.
The Guitar Hero received an Aussie track pack.
The Guitar Hero?
The Guitar Hero. Not any Guitar Hero. The Guitar Hero.
The Guitar Hero.
Ubisoft announced it has delayed I Am Alive because the game will, quote, require further development time and will now bolster the lineup for fiscal 2009-10.
Boo.
Whatever.
Buff is good. Yay.
That's the most generic-ass reason I've ever heard for delaying a game. Yeah, we delayed it because it needs more development time. You're kidding.
No shit. Speaking in an earnings call following the release of quarter three financials, Ubisoft said it expected the next console generation to start in 2012.
It's pretty much right around what we were all expecting.
I love how these publishers are making the dates of when this is going to happen.
2011, 2012. Thing is, in our current global economy, it makes more sense to get more bang out of our buck for this current generation of game systems. So, I mean, it's like back in the day, you know, each generation would be like 4 years apart, 3 or 4 years apart. You'd get a new system. We as a society in today's modern world, when we get a game system, we want it to be the prevalent game system for at least 5-6 years now. I mean, that's just how it is. We want to get more bang for our buck. Like, when we buy a $60 title, it has to be at least a dozen hours to be any value to a lot of mainstream video game consumers. Whereas back in the day, back in the 80s and back in the 90s, there were games that took an hour to beat, you know, that were $50. And people would still buy them because they were fun games. But nowadays, that's not true. Things are different. I don't know if they're better or worse. They're just different. And, okay. On with the news. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of... EA has told... I was reading the same fucking story. That's how long you rambled. EA has told Video Game 247 that any rumors regarding a PS3 port of its hit BioWare space RPG Mass Effect are wrong.
Oh... I wish it did come out.
Yeah,
PS3.
did you read the additional comment when they were asked? Well, how about PS3 ports of the next games in the series? And the EA rep said, "It is impossible for EA to comment on the next games in the series as none have been announced yet."
Nice. At least they covered their ass.
Give me a break.
At least they covered her ass.
That's
true. You know.
That's true, but...
That's what they have to say. They're probably sitting there going, yeah, we know you know. Fuck it.
We know you know that they're going to make two more. And we know you know they'll probably end up on the PS3.
Yeah, probably.
So just go ahead and assume what you're going to assume, but we're not going to tell you for sure.
Ubi confirmed in its quarter three earnings call that Splinter Cell Conviction, there's a name you haven't heard in a while, is still a 360 exclusive.
Or a 720 exclusive.
The publisher said earlier this evening that the game will arrive in the following financial year ending March 2010.
I will believe it when I see it.
This game's turning into Duke Nukem.
Sam Fisher forever.
Far Cry 2 has now sold 2.9 million units. Jesus.
Wow.
Prince of Persia and Shaun White Snowboarding have sold 2.2 and 2.3.
Wow.
You know, when I read that, I thought it said ShamWow.
What?
I don't know. I don't know why.
You're on the ShamWow.
Are you
kit.
High?
No, not right now.
What is ShamWow?
Oh,
the towel
the
thing?
The towel thing, dude.
Wow. You are high or drunk or something.
I can't be. Age of Conan game director Craig Morrison has confirmed to Eurogamer that Funcom is still working on the MMO for Xbox 360.
And nobody will care when it comes out.
I don't know. I think somebody will care. I'm sure the people at, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on your foot, but I'm sure the people at Funcom will care.
I bet they won't. I bet they'll be pissed they wasted all that time for five people to try to play an MMO.
I don't know. I'll play it when it comes out on 360.
Microsoft announced that due to the further deterioration of global economic conditions, it will eliminate 5,000 jobs, up to 5,000 jobs over the next 18 months. 1,400 jobs will be cut immediately, with R&D, marketing, sales, finance, legal, HR, and IT all affected. Microsoft intends to recoup approximately $1.5 billion through the cost-cutting initiative.
Wow. Just shows that it's hitting everybody.
Electronic Arts laid off as many as 150 to 200 people.
Mitch, what's up with all this news?
Tough time to be a game developer.
Man.
This is depressing shit.
It is depressing, man.
Ubisoft also announced that a new Ghost Recon... Was there a fucking Ubisoft, like, press
conference?
It was
their financial holdings.
Oh, okay. I was like, shit, man. Ubisoft, everything. Announced that the new Ghost Recon, Avatar, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles games will be out in 2009-2010 fiscal year.
Those two are movie games, so there's apparently a new Turtle movie in the works.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
cool.
Interesting.
Oh.
I knew there was an Avatar movie, but nobody cares.
No.
Eidos has announced that the first batch of Tomb Raider DLC is coming February 10th.
Hold on for a second. Avatar. Which Avatar? James Cameron's Avatar or the last Airbender Avatar?
I don't fucking know. I didn't know there was a difference.
James Cameron's Avatar is a future apocalyptic sci-fi masterpiece epic that's being made. And, of course, the last Airbender Avatar is the Asian... fantasy world type of game where it's, I mean, type of world where it's all nice and colorful and based
like the cartoon.
Yeah, based on the Nickelodeon cartoon.
I think it's.
Are they making a live action movie based on the cartoon?
No, but
I was gonna say that's never good.
Actually,
doing it with Dragon Ball.
I think they are.
Is it? I thought M. Night Shyamalan was supposed to direct that.
Yes, he's directing.
What a twist!
I think it's probably the last Airbender.
Okay.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't care. EA revealed that they will release four new Spore games. Two for DS and one for PC and one for Wii.
Yeehaw. Yeehaw.
EA is re-releasing the Battlefield Heroes beta. Developer Cave's horizontal shoot-em-up arcade title Death Smiles is getting a sequel. That's awesome. I've never heard of Death Smiles.
Me neither.
You know, Cave is mentioned... Okay.
Seriously.
The developer Cave is mentioned a lot in that book that I've been reading about shoot 'em ups.
Well, they made a game called Death Smiles.
I bet it's extremely difficult.
I put that in for you, thinking maybe you would know it.
Capcom's,
sweet, thank you.
Capcom's Toshihiro Tokumaru, the company's character boss, is that like a villain?
Yeah.
Has revealed that the budget for Avi Arad's adaptation of Lost Planet is between $150 million and $200 million. Put that into some jobs, motherfucker.
That's huge.
Wow.
Jesus.
Huge.
Mario and Sonic are getting a Winter Olympics game.
Yay.
I heard that the first one was actually pretty good.
According to Kotaku, Judas Priest frontman Rob Halford, a.k.a. Metal God, has copyrighted the title of a video game, Metal God.
Wow.
Man. Metal God.
That's going to be something.
Wow. Killzone 2 has gone gold.
Yay.
It's done. Metal Gear Solid 4 just hit the million mark.
Man, that's cool.
In America.
In America.
Right. Yeah.
But that sucks. There's a lot of games that are not nearly as good as this game that have sold so much more, and it makes me upset
Like I said, that's just in America. It's like four or something million worldwide.
I know, but at the same time, you have a lot of games that are crappy.
That sell more.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It pisses me off.
Co-writer of the Gears of War movie, Len Wiseman, has said that his plan is to make a trilogy.
Oh.
Imagine that. Everything's a fucking trilogy.
Hopefully
nowadays.
The first movie will be actually worth putting on film.
Rock Band DLC this week is a six-pack of Grateful Dead songs.
Well, that's cool.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's
hey,
really
if
not.
You're in a Grateful Dead, it's cool.
Yeah, well, I'm not. Halo Wars has gone gold, and the demo will be available on February 5th.
Yay!
So we finally get to play that.
Yay!
Sources have revealed to Team Xbox that the Entertainment and Devices, E&D unit, the group responsible for Xbox, Zune, and Windows Mobile, is the division being hit with the bulk of the immediate 1,400 job cuts.
I guess
I heard that they... I heard through the grapevine, and this may or may not be true, that one of the studios that got drilled was the Flight Simulator, the ones that make Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Well, yeah.
But, I mean, they haven't done anything in forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they've been making Flight Simulators every year.
But that's what I heard, that they were the ones that were going to get.
Hey, they've been making them. Nobody's been buying them. If you want to see the full list of Guitar Hero Metallica songs, you can head over to VG247. And finally, there's a rumor floating around that there will be an RE5 360 bundle. The bundle will contain a red console and controllers, a copy of the game, a Resident Evil 5 NXE theme, and a download coupon for Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix.
Nice.
That sounds pretty sweet.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's a pretty sweet deal.
It's pretty sweet. Oh my god.
Get a red Xbox, huh?
That would be pretty cool.
Red like blood.
Blood!
Wow. That was sufficiently.
Oh, man.
The world just exploded.
That was sufficiently creepy. Ain't that right, Master Chief?
Yes, that's right. You are correct.
Oh, my God. You got the freaking Master Chief helmet. Holy Toledo.
Why are you looking at his helmet?
Don't look at my helmet.
Is it nice and shiny?
Did you just say you wanted to shine his helmet? What? What the hell just happened?
I just realized that sequence, since nobody can see what we're doing, probably seems very strange.
Kind of like last week's sequence of the pictures you drew that you didn't post?
Oh, I forgot to post them.
You bastard.
I'll post them. I'll post them today.
I was listening
I'll
to
post
that.
Them in this next episode.
I was listening to that. I'm like, what the fuck? These people are like, where are these pictures?
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck were these pictures?
I'll post them in this episode's thing. I completely forgot.
All right. It's time to get to some questions. The Q the Crew, the 2009 edition.
Oh, yeah.
Questions.
Questions.
And Cryus. Cryus has 10 questions.
No offense.
No offense, Cryus.
First question is, what do you think of Mirror's Edge 2D? It's ironically short but fun. Do you think the game will be able to be downloaded on Xbox Live or PSN when it's complete?
Sure.
The answer is no.
No.
I've never played it, but I've seen pictures of it, and it looks pretty cool.
It does look pretty cool.
I've heard it's really cool, but it's not licensed.
Yeah,
so.
It's not. Yeah, it's
unless EA buys it.
So it's probably not going to make its way onto either of those two.
Do you believe that a PS2 emulator will come to the PS3? And if so, what year do you think this will happen? I believe it will happen in the year 2008 when the system was released. I'm sorry, 2007, wasn't it?
Well, but then they took it away again.
I know, they took it away, and it hurt my feelings.
Well, it actually wasn't an emulator. It was
Fuck,
the
was
actual,
it? No, it was 2006. God damn.
The actual Emotion Engine was in the first PS3s.
Yeah, I still got one of those.
But, I don't know. I think they'd be smart to add at least software emulation back into the system. So hopefully in the next year or two, they'll add it back in there as the PS2 slowly starts to fade away.
All right. How many years do you think we will have to wait for the next Ninja Gaiden or DOA game?
Several years.
It's going to be a while because I don't know how they're going to
I don't
work
think you'll
that.
See the next Ninja Gaiden until 2010.
But it's not Itagaki anymore.
Who knows? Who knows with Dead or Alive? Honestly, who knows?
Also, don't you think that Ninja Blade going to suck big time?
No. I think it ought to be pretty good.
I watched the video footage of it, and it looked like a Ninja Gaiden with a lot more swords.
Yeah,
I mean, it looks
got
neat.
Some QTE and everything in there, which, you know, I don't mind QTE as long as it's tastefully done and doesn't take up the entire game.
The thing is, in this game, I heard it probably will
take up the entire game.
Yeah.
See, that's never good.
I'll see it when the demo comes out.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to suck, but I'll give it a chance.
How do you think Mass Effect 2 save system will work out for the PS3 if it's released for that platform?
That's the million-dollar question.
Million-dollar question?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I would hope that they would release Mass Effect 1 on the PS3 if they're going to release the second one. That way, you know, people can take advantage of that. But if not, maybe they'll just sort of let you pick extra questions about what happened in the first game.
Yeah, I have a theory about how they're going to pull off Mass Effect 2, like the very beginning of it. I think it's going to begin with an interrogation scene with Commander Shepard being interrogated by the Galactic Republic or whatever that he works for. And the first, like, 10, 15 minutes of the game is going to be them asking you questions, and it's going to be all flashbacks from the first game. And if you don't have a save file, you'll make decisions in the interrogation as to what happened.
Yeah.
But
That's what I imagine it'll be like, too.
If it reads the save file, it will just go through like a linear
and show
story.
You what you did.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's probably correct.
All right. To me, Infamous looks like a prototype ripoff and isn't as impressive at all. They both look very mediocre. What do you think about these two games? Do you think they're going to be great?
I think it's funny that he says Infamous looks like a prototype ripoff. Both games are still in development. They've both been in development. And they probably were both started in developing at the same time. So how can one be a ripoff of the other one? Actually, they're both of them, you could almost say, are ripoffs of Crackdown. So there you go on that.
Which was a superhero-themed ripoff of Grand Theft Auto 3.
Exactly.
So
it comes full circle.
Which was a 3D ripoff of the original Grand Theft Auto.
Simpson did it.
Yeah.
Simpson did it.
I think both games look decent. I think Prototype looks better.
See, I think Infamous looks better.
I think Prototype's going to be a better game, but that's just me.
Prototype, you can...
I like the main character in Prototype better.
I just like the idea behind Prototype better.
Prototype looks to me, honestly, and this is not a bad thing, this is a good thing, looks to me like a next-gen version of Hulk Ultimate Destruction, only without the Incredible Hulk. Like, it looks, it's made by the same people. It looks very, very similar. Infamous looks to be a little different than the typical superhero open world games. So.
I just don't like the main character in Infamous. He looks like the bald space marine.
He looks kind of like the kid from Bully grown up.
Yeah. What's up with the bald space marines? It's getting on my nerves.
He's not a space marine, though. He's just buzzed head.
I think
the whole point is that he's not supposed to look like a superhero. Like, he's just like this guy who gets superpowers all of a sudden.
Well, at least give
it's kind of like Peter Parker. He's not supposed to look like a superhero.
At least give him, you know, something besides a buzz cut. I mean, half of the games that come out anymore have, you know, a shaved head person as the lead character.
Half the people on the planet have a buzz haircut, so...
No, I don't agree with you there.
Wow, let's get into a debate about hair.
Okay, anyway, what other podcasts are you all listening to?
I actually, and I don't mean to sound elitist, but I actually don't listen to any other podcasts just because I don't have time. So, nothing against any other podcast. It's not like I think ours is just amazing and no other podcast is worth listening to.
But that's true.
I just don't have time to listen to anybody else's, so...
Let me see. I listen to Video Game Outsiders. I listen to the Hardcore Christian Gamer Cast. I've listened to a couple episodes of Gamer Talk Radio. It's different. But I also like listening to the 1UP Retronauts, which they've been putting out new episodes.
Really?
Yes, they have been. Like, the newest one was like on the 17th. And I love that show, Jeremy Parrish from 1UP. He knows his retro history of gaming. I like listening to that show. Also like listening to Destructoid's... I can't remember the name of it. But it's from Destructoid, the retro gaming podcast on that. And I also listen to a few non-video game podcasts like Anime World Order, Geek Out Loud, and Dan Carlin's History.
Do you know those guys we were talking about earlier that spent 6 hours in the arcade?
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, I love listening to podcasts. It's better than radio.
The only thing that I listened to was One Up Yours, and I think it's dead. So I listen to Rebel FM now.
You know, I started listening to Rebel FM as well.
And that's
there
it.
You go.
That's the only thing I listen to, besides ours.
I probably would enjoy most other podcasts. I just never have time to go download them.
Yeah, each show has like its own flavor, you know.
It's got a flavor.
It's got a flavor.
I got a fever for the flavor of the Pringles. Yeah.
So there you go.
Nothing?
Yeah, no.
He didn't even listen to his own.
No, I don't.
I don't listen to ours either, so...
Street Fighter 4 will be released on PC, but why did Soul Calibur 4 only release on 360 and PS3?
Namco's decision.
Namco doesn't do PC games, really.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
Chronicles of Riddick, Escape from Butcher Bay was one of the best games in 2004.
Agreed.
I love the game. It was an excellent mix between FPS, adventure, RPG elements, stealth, and action. Story was interesting and dark. As a movie license game, it's quite a masterpiece and one of a kind. To me, the new Riddick game is the only game that I'm truly excited until summer. What do you think about the Chronicles of Riddick Assault on Dark Athena? Did you play the first one? Do you think this game, again, will be critically acclaimed and will sell poorly?
I think it's going to be sweet.
Yeah, I think it ought to be a great game.
Yeah. I liked the first one. I played it. I did get kind of bored towards the end because it was getting monotonous, but I did like the game. I thought it was really good. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be interested to see how this one turns out, if it's actually has enough extra content to keep me interested.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how it sells. Because, yeah. I mean, it's not like Chronicles of Riddick, the property, was ever that huge. But it definitely hasn't been huge in years.
Yeah,
I'll be interested to see how a new Chronicles of Riddick game sells. But if the first one's any indication... It should be a fantastic game.
I didn't know this about it, but apparently since it's getting redone now because it got a new home, they're also redoing the first one that will package in with the next one.
Yeah, I did hear that.
It's pretty interesting. So you can revisit it, and they're adding stuff to it. They're fixing the first one. So it's going to be a remade first one, too.
Polishing up some of the business.
Yeah.
Polishing the business.
Polishing that business.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
All right.
Awesome.
How many years do you think Capcom will milk the Resident Evil games? At least 20 or more years, or just do a few more sequels? Some believe that RE4 saved the RE franchise, but at a price of discarding all that the horror that the series had. RE5 doesn't look anything like horror besides the zombies. Will Resident Evil 5 and further games will only be action games, and the horror genre of RE will not return?
Wait, there's no zombies in 5, I thought.
It's not zombies. They're like infected people or something.
Right.
And the thing is,
kind of like 28 days later.
The Resident Evil games stopped being scary after the first one. To me, Resident Evil 2 was an action game with zombies.
Really?
To me.
I thought, well, I mean, it had scary moments, but, you know.
The first three Resident Evil games were scary just because they're controlled so terribly. Sorry, I hated the Resident Evil games.
I love Resident Evil games. I don't think there's anything wrong with them, and as long as they're still good like they have been, milk it as long as you want.
I hate the tank controls.
Well, they don't have those anymore.
I know they don't have them anymore, but that's why I was discussing the first three.
It's now all streamlined. Yeah. Now it's...
I think I liked all the games.
Yeah,
I wasn't a big fan of Code Veronica, though.
I liked the Code Veronica.
It was all right.
It was
missed
good.
One, didn't you?
It was good.
I did miss one. I'm sorry. What's the scariest dream you ever had?
Oh, you don't want to know this.
Apparently he does. That's why he asked the question.
Okay. You want me to go first? Does everybody have a scary dream here?
You go right ahead. I'll think about it. I don't know.
Okay. Probably my scariest dream was, this is going to sound crazy and messed up, but I had a dream that I was in like hell, you know? Like the hell, the H-E double hockey sticks place, you know?
Oh, the hell?
Yeah,
Sweet.
The hell, yeah.
I heard that place was awesome.
And the thing is,
wow.
It wasn't like the flames that a lot of people say, you know, hell is all fire and brimstone and all that. This was like a freaking cosmic hell, man. This was like outer space. You saw freaking galaxies and suns and stars. but it was like I was inside.
Quasars, motherfucking shit.
Yeah, freaking meteor, like asteroids going by and stuff. And I was in some kind of like a, it was like a nebula, like this purplish blue, red. It was like this some kind of a crazy cosmic nebula thing that I was inside of, and it was playing this like really weird like evil music that was like it sounded like screams but made in a like a melody. It was like a melody of like a million screams. So it's kind of it was kind of like the worst.
That could be an album title for a death metal band.
Yeah, it was
Melody of a Million Screams.
Melody of a Million Screams, and that's what
that
it sounded like.
That should be Boogeyman's next album title.
And it was like when I was inside this prison of like this hell, this cosmic hell. Like every
there's another album title,
Cosmic Hell.
Every second, I was seeing like the most gruesome visuals that I could even fathomly imagine. Like every second, it was like every second I would see something terrible, and it would affect me on an emotional level, but I wouldn't even be able to comprehend it because I was seeing something else after that that was just as bad. And it was like the most terrible, confined, like place that I could even imagine, and it felt like I was there for like forever, but I was probably like there for just seconds or minutes.
You know, I just have to say this: if they made a drug that caused you to have Gambus Khan's brainwaves, I would do that shit.
No, you wouldn't.
I totally would, because you have some fucked up shit in your head.
And dude, when I woke up,
kids,
man,
don't do drugs.
When I woke up, I was covered in sweat. I was too afraid to get out of bed until like I don't know, maybe a half hour later when my freaking heart slowed down. I mean, I felt like I ran a marathon when I woke up. I was like, oh my God. It's terrible, man. It was terrible.
You smoke weed, don't you?
Terrible.
That's terrible.
And I don't do drugs.
That's
so
terrible.
There you go. That's probably the worst nightmare I've ever had.
See, kids, you don't have to do drugs to have a fucked up mind.
Nobody on this show does drugs, and everybody's got a fucked up mind. I don't really have bad dreams that often. I mean, every now and then I'll have like the crazy killer guys chasing you dream, or the falling out of something dream. But I don't have dreams like that very often. My dreams are usually just very
weird.
Yeah, very wacky.
You know how they say if you're falling and then you hit the pavement, you die.
Heard that.
Yeah. I've hit the pavement.
And
that's how
die.
Fucked up your mind is.
And the thing is, I hit the pavement, right? And I remember in my dream, I bounced, right?
I imagine.
I bounced. And then here's the crazy part. I would wake up.
This is the crazy part.
I would wake up, and I was in the middle of a bounce and landed on my bed. Yeah.
What? What? Like you bounced off your floor and landed on
No, I like in my dream, when I fell, I bounced on the cement, I fell on the cement in my dream, and I bounced, right? And in the middle of my bounce, I woke up from my dream, and I was still in the air in the real life.
You woke up airborne.
So you're like laying on your bed, bouncing.
Yes. Or,
wow.
I think that's called a seizure.
I think you should probably get checked for some form of epilepsy.
It might be a good idea.
But the thing is, this was like 10 years ago.
Man.
That's fucking awesome.
Kids. Don't do drugs. Also, don't dream about falling.
Yeah.
All right, Zero. Scariest dream you ever had?
Scariest dream I ever had, it has to be the dream where I'm like standing out in the middle of a field with like a group of people, and we know something's coming. And it's creepy because like the only illumination you have, because it's pitch dark, the only illumination that you have are like these lights, and they're only lighting the people standing in this circle. and you can hear things approaching, like, and they're getting louder, like footsteps. It's getting louder, louder, louder. Everybody has a shotgun, because, you know, that's how we roll.
Right.
And it's aliens.
Nice.
And they're all, and I wake up right as you see the first one come into the light.
So it's like an, it's like a ground army of aliens.
It's the end of the world kind of thing. Like, they've invaded and they're going to kill us.
It's like the final battle scene from Lord
it's
of the Rings.
The final countdown.
Yeah, that's basically like the apocalypse kind of thing. Like, I know I'm going to die because there's too many of them.
Hey,
it's the
man.
Final stand.
Hey, man, if you got a shotgun, there's always a chance.
Yeah, but there's only so many
Take
bullets.
Take as many out as you can.
Yeah.
There's only so many bullets.
Thing is, when you're in a losing battle, a daunting battle, back in the Roman Empire days, they basically adapted the philosophy that if you're in this situation that you're already dead. So then, like, it's like a psychological thing. It's like you're already dead, but you're still alive. But then the whole battle turns into take as many of them with you as you can.
Did you read this in The Art of War by Sun Tzu?
That wasn't in there.
Did you read that?
I did.
Oh. So what about your scariest dream?
Oh, let's see. All right. In my dream, I was sleeping, like napping, right?
Napping.
Napping.
I was napping.
And then I hear this, "How's it going?" And I look up and there's Cod. I'm like,
That is a scary ass dream.
I'm kidding.
Oh,
I don't really
man.
Have one.
He wakes up and Jason's bouncing on his bed.
Man, that would be a scary dream for me.
Snap.
Heck no.
Yeah, I don't really have one.
You don't have bad dreams?
I don't remember my dreams.
Really?
Well, the thing is, I don't remember 99% of mine either.
So if I did, I don't remember it. So,
I mean, it's probably been a good 2 or 3 years since I last had a nightmare. Hmm. I don't have them that often. So, I mean, that's a good thing.
You don't have the night terrors.
Yeah, I don't have the night terrors that often. So
that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right.
I'm going to keep this over here next to me in case Gambus starts going crazy.
Next questions come from Don't Panic. He says, "Greetings, crew. Love the show. Keep it coming."
Thank you. Thank you.
Do any of you listen to TDAR, which is Talk Radar, which is Games Radar's podcast? And if so, do you like it? Would you ever consider an N4G TDAR duo episode?
I've never listened to it,
and I wonder if they've ever listened to us.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We're affiliated, and I don't think we've...
I don't think we've ever listened to them. They've probably never listened to us.
I'll say this. They're a funny crew, and they play a lot of really good video game music, like, throughout their episode.
Yeah, I have... As mentioned, I don't really have time to listen to any... I barely have time to do this podcast, let alone listen to any other ones.
You're a busy man.
I do it.
You're busy.
I mean, I don't think I'd say no to a duo episode. I don't know that we're really set up to that for that. But
they might be, though.
They might be.
We could, like, be special.
We could
guests.
Invade.
We could invade them. We could space invade
Our
them.
Our takeover will begin.
Like, you guys want some comedy? Let's bring on Gambus Khan. He'll tell you about his bouncing baby dreams.
Baby? Where did the baby come from?
I just bouncing baby ghost together.
Oh,
well.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. His second question, what are your thoughts on the occasional user blog being posted on the main site? I think it could give great exposure to a truly awesome part of N4G.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they've already got that little box for user blogs to kind of be featured or whatever. But, I mean, according to the posting rules, you're not supposed to post blogs, but everybody does it anyway. So, why the hell... not post some of our blogs
if they're good
up there. Yeah, if they're
really
worth
good
it, yeah.
All right, next up, Miguelito says, "Happy New Year to all of you dudes."
Happy New Year to you too.
It
Happy
was
New
cool
Year.
To play Little Big Planet with Killer Wolverine. Sorry I dipped. I had people over.
That's okay. My connection sucked anyway, and I forgot. I did see his message to play Resistance. I'm sorry I got it too late because I got kicked off. So,
there you go.
So your internet sucks.
Sorry. It's my fucking router.
Oh, your router sucks.
It does.
All right, here's his list, and it won't be as long as his PS3 list. Just a few questions.
Cool, cool.
What are your favorite fighting games? And some obscure older fighting games that you've played once but always wanted to play or have remade? He played War of the Gods. I imagine War Gods.
Yeah, War Gods.
Once and bought It was awesome. Found it, but it was ass. But I've always wanted to play it again. I like War Gods.
Yeah, War Gods wasn't bad.
I like War Gods.
Actually.
You know, if there was one game that I played that I liked to have remade, was Toshinden 3.
Yeah.
All the Toshinden games.
No, just three.
Just three.
Two was terrible.
You know, yeah. I wouldn't mind revisiting the first Bloody Roar, one or two.
Bloody Roar, the first one. The second one was the shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the second one.
They need to bring back Bloody Roar.
Bloody Roar was awesome.
Yeah.
But my favorite probably of all time is Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Yep. That's one of my favorites.
Street Fighter Alpha 3.
Street Fighter 2 is my favorite, and then followed by Marvel vs. Capcom and Guilty Gear.
Street Fighter Alpha 3 is easily my favorite.
Alpha 3 is a great game.
Yeah. Mortal Kombat 2 is up there.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat 2 is there, too.
And Capcom vs. SNK 2.
Oh, that's a good game, too. That is fantastic.
You ever play Rival Schools?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rival Schools was pretty good.
They need to release a new Rival Schools.
Last one they did was on the Dreamcast called Project Justice.
Yeah. Oh, how could I forget Power Stone? Yes. I'd love a new Power Stone. Yeah. I would die for a new Power Stone.
Yeah.
Actually,
well,
I wouldn't get to play it. But yeah, Power Stone was awesome. I also played. We'll take it the crappy fighting games that you've played. Direction 2. I played that Iron and Blood.
Oh.
Remember that game? Oh, that was awful.
That had the best
line. It's
like
the Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, it had the best line in a game ever, though. When you were playing as the goblin, and you would stab somebody on the ground, you know how they would always say something? His was, I think I'm going to have a sandwich.
Yeah, that was a terrible game.
That was a terrible
game. Terrible game.
What?
Oh.
I've played
Eternal Champions wasn't bad.
Yeah.
The one on the Eternal Sega CD, Champions. Man. Yeah. Sega CD Eternal Champions was like the bomb sauce.
Yeah. I remember that game. I remember watching you playing it, and it had like a million different fatalities.
Yeah, dude. There were even like CGI fatalities.
Yeah.
Which was crazy. Oh, that game was awesome.
I forgot about Eternal Champions.
I love that game.
And it had a lot of crazy characters and backgrounds in it.
Killer Instinct, bitches.
Yeah. How did we forget Killer Instinct until just now?
Yeah, we've only been pining about it for like 10 years.
I played the shit out of Killer Instinct.
I love Killer Instinct.
I might play that when I get home.
Star Wars Master of the Kasai.
That's
Masters of the Terras Kazi.
Whatever.
Awful, dude.
That's a terrible
game. Oh, I know.
I pooped on that game.
I thought,
terrible.
It's kind of gross, but.
Well, it made it better because then I couldn't play it anymore.
Terrible game.
Poo poo platter coming up.
Rise of the Robots is another awful fighting game.
I thought you were going to say awesome. I was about to punch you in
awful
the kidneys.
Awful fighting game. terrible
in
game.
In the kidneys.
Rise of the Robots 2 is even worse. Can't believe they made a sequel.
I know. And I can't believe it actually managed to be worse.
Ugh.
How about Cocteau Chojin?
That was a bad game.
Yeah, and I know somebody that owns it.
I can't help it. You can't get rid of it. I got it for free. You know what game I did like that nobody liked, though?
Tao Fang.
No.
I like Tao Fang.
No,
I didn't like that. It was all right.
Fist
it had some cool
Lotus.
Ideas. I liked the, like, spinning around the pole, that kind of stuff.
I also liked the fact that they're like they would get beat up over the fight. That was, like, one of the first games to do that, you know?
Yeah. The legit Mortal Kombat came along, 3D Mortal Kombat came along, and did everything that Tao Fang did, only better.
Well, yeah, but so. I still liked it. It was a nice interim.
Yeah.
I liked
the
game.
It was all right, but I didn't really get into it.
Wow. All right. Number two, what do you think makes a great fighter would make a great one?
I
don't understand.
Control. It's all about control and characters.
Well, yeah, characters are the bomb.
Control and characters. Yeah, you hit it. You hit the nail right on the head.
Yep,
right on the head.
Control and characters.
He says he personally thinks rooms lobby should have one main ranked match go on that you can watch and have sparring matches happen simultaneously until the main match finishes, so you're kept busy along with little mini games and the ability to edit character while in the rooms.
That's a lot
I like
of
that.
That's a lot of system resource power.
Yeah, I love the games, though, that allow you to watch the match that's going on while you're waiting in line.
Yeah, Dead or Alive did that.
Wasn't there a game, too, that let you bet on the match while it was going
on? Smash Brothers.
Yeah. Is it Smash Brothers?
Smash Brothers let you bet on the match, let you bet your coins.
See,
that's a little sparring thing.
That's a pretty good idea,
the sparring.
You could, fight in the lobby.
Well, that way you can get, practice and, warm up and then,
Let's spar before the match.
I don't know. I think it's a good idea.
That would be pretty sweet because you could, fight each other. But without the health bars,
yeah,
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
All right. This is actually the main reason I wrote in, and the question I'm most interested in hearing answered. As one of, like, the only podcasts that actually have a black person on it. Oh, this is the one that...
Yeah, this is the one. We actually are going to hold this question until Professor Chaos can be on the show. Since the question is basically about him, so well, it doesn't really...
We don't know when that is, so maybe we can ask it and he can answer it on forums, because I don't know when he's going to come back in.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Maybe he should answer this question.
Yeah, we'll read the question off. Professor Chaos can answer it either on the forums or the next time he's on the show, because it's directed towards him, so...
Basically, the question is, what happened to all the black people in the video games industry?
Yeah, he goes on to say, no devs, no cool character reviewers.
Yeah.
Well, let me see here. Edge Magazine. There's a black guy who writes for Edge Magazine. He writes an article every month, and he's very, very informative.
Yeah, but I mean, I think his point is that the proportion is so low. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's one guy.
And the thing is, a lot of the video game players I know are black.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah,
actually,
isn't there a podcast with? Isn't it Hip Hop Gamer? Aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's.
So there's a yeah. There's at least there's number. One. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, you're right. There is a surprising lack of diversity in the gaming game journalist realm. But
it was like that before with women.
Yeah, exactly. And that's slowly starting to change.
Pretty much every podcast I listen to nowadays has a woman host, like Video Game Outsiders.
Except for N4G Sausage Fest.
Yeah, N4G Sausage Fest. But we're a diverse Sausage Fest.
We are diverse, so we get one-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, that's a fantastic question, and it's something I wondered as well. But like I said, I think... we'll let Professor Chaos take the real big stab at that. As a black game journalist, he should have a pretty good insight.
Indeed.
Yep. Indeed.
We'll leave that for him.
It's a good question.
Yeah, real good question.
Next up, the Halo Fiend. Yeah, it's a shame we couldn't answer it.
Yeah. Yeah. Good question. We can't answer it.
What would the world be like if video games never existed?
Shitty.
Terrible.
Hey, shh. It'd be just like that.
Boring as hell.
Uncomfortable silence.
Yeah.
No, I think it.
Well, we wouldn't be here, so it would have been like.
Well, you never know. We might do like a movie podcast.
We would be a movie podcast.
Sure.
Well,
no, I don't like movies enough.
Oh, boo.
I don't like you enough either.
Oh, boo.
I think if video games never existed, I would have a tan,
a girlfriend.
Both.
There you go.
Both reasonable answers.
Yes, both of which would be true. I think that you know, a lot of people would be
more in shape.
More in shape, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Guaranteed.
And since I like games, I'd probably be into paintball.
Nice.
Paintball guns.
I'm failing to see. I was waiting I'm failing for you to say, to see any negatives in like all of your arguments here.
Well, thing is, I look at the positive. Like, I try to look at the positive all the time.
So you can pick up paintball anytime, though. Why not do it?
Yeah, you can still do it now. You don't have.
Well,
to
I mean,
not do
you
it.
Know, I would have to have more money. You know,
well, stop buying games.
Yeah.
Yeah, stop buying games. Wow.
Yeah, so you get more money. See, there is no. Oh, that's sad.
No, there's a downside.
Yeah, there is.
We just, if they never existed, we wouldn't know how awesome video games were.
Exactly.
So we wouldn't really care.
Right.
Yeah.
But
it's that whole butterfly.
If they did exist, and then they were taken away from us in some sort of cataclysm.
Man, that,
some kind
that
of apocalyptic
suck.
Event.
That would be the apocalypse.
That would be.
Yeah, it'd be it, like, it, we need our fix!
They'd be on the black market.
Yeah.
The black like prohibition for video games.
Be like, hey, come over here.
Some guy standing on the corner with a jacket.
I got God of War 3. I got some video games right here. Yeah.
All right. Now that we're in a recession, should retail gaming drop the price of all games to $40?
No.
No.
As much as I would like them to, no, because all that's going to do is lead to more development studios closing down.
Yeah. If all games were dropped to $40, you know what would happen?
We'd get all Wii games.
Exactly. Everybody would be laying off half their staff. So, you know, half as many people working on video games. So
Gingerbread Man 2.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah. And the thing is, this bad idea, this whole thing of the dropping the price, it would actually play into Nintendo's favor because everybody would be laying off people, and then every development team would only have like 5 or 6 people, and they'll be like, so what system can we actually develop for? And the guy would be like, oh, well, we still got the Wii.
Well, we got the Wii.
Don't feed the evil machine.
Yeah, and then years later, freaking Nintendo buys the world governments and rules the world.
There's a lot of Wii hatred going on.
The thing is, though, I like Nintendo. I don't like what they've become, but I like what they were.
You've changed! And what can you expect from Mass Effect 2 when it comes out?
Awesomeness. Yes.
That sounded like exactly everybody with the same opinion.
Yes.
All I expect is that they fix some of the technical issues that the first one had with the frame rate and so forth, and that the story is just as good, which I can guarantee it's probably going to be the case because, like I said, having read both the novels, which are written by the main writer of the game, they're going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. I'm real excited.
All right. Next up, DM18 wants to know, hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey.
Zero, I saw this article on M4G about a pair of headphones that deliver 5.1 surround sound. Would you be interested in picking up something like that? Hell yeah. But they sound good. And for the rest of the crew, what other kind of gaming gadgetry, equipment, attachment, enhancer, etc. would you like to see come out? Or is it out and you want it? I would like to try those glasses headset that make gaming feel virtual.
Yeah, that'd be pretty badass.
Oh, yeah.
I'd also, I'd like to have a nice surround. I don't have a surround sound system, actually, in my house, oddly enough. So I'd like to have a good surround sound system and a bigger TV. That's my...
Yeah, that pretty much hits your...
Those are my only two things.
Yeah.
And a nice, comfortable chair for gaming.
I think I'm closer on the TV.
And by that, I don't mean one of those shitty-ass, like, rocker chairs or whatever. I mean a nice
chair. Like a
lounger?
Lazy Boy? Yeah.
Yeah.
With a cup holder.
Yeah.
Toilet.
One of those chairs with the coolers built into the armrest?
Yeah.
Oh, man. If it was built into the armrest, that would be wicked.
Yeah. They do make those.
They do make those.
And I do want one.
And they've got the speakers and the headset and everything. Or in the head, whatever the hell it's called.
I think even headphone jacks, too.
Yeah.
And you'll be also, if you could open up a compartment and there'd be fried chicken.
or wasabi peas.
Or wasabi peas. I'd like to have
a
nice little compartment with some chips and stuff in it.
Cheetos.
That'd be pretty kick-ass.
Greasy cups.
I'd never have to get up. I'd probably actually gain weight for once in my life.
And and when you grab a drink, it would be in bottles and not cans. And it'd be ice. It'd be ice all over the bottle.
He's getting a little fantastical with it.
Holy paragraphs.
Next question comes from Nade Magnet. He says, am I a fanboy?
Which I like that name, by the way.
He wants to know if he's a fanboy.
You got to read his paragraph and you'll know.
Love the show. Listen religiously each week. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
He says, I'll admit, I'm biased towards the PlayStation 3. Having owned PS1, PS2, previous to that, my gaming experience had been on the Atari 2600, 400, N64, GoldenEye on the N64 got me back into gaming, and apart from that and Perfect Dark, I found nothing else on the 64 that I liked. I love playing shooters. I've never been a Microsoft fan. From before the original Xbox hit store shelves, I have nothing against Nintendo, but with only SD resolution and no quality titles that interest me. That rules out the Wii. You guys say it's all about the games, not the consoles. I've played a lot of multi-platform shooters. Call of Duty 3, 4, WoW, World at War, Battlefield, Bad Company, Rainbow Six Vegas 1 and 2, Ghost Recon, Advanced Warfighter 2, Army of 2, Medal of Honor, Airborne, as well as a lot of exclusives, MGS4, Resistance 1 and 2, SOCOM. Looking forward to Killzone 2 with bated breath. Enjoyed them all. The only game out for 360 that I really want to play is Ace Combat 6, which was a PS franchise and should have been ported to the PS3 by now. Thanks for fucking selling out Namco Bandai. Okay. Kind of answers the first question. I've played Halo on my Mac but never finished the game. As a working stiff and a father of 18-month-old, I don't have the luxury of gaming for hours on end, though I do play each evening for an hour or so after the little guy goes to bed. Sony shouldn't have to justify their prices or their numbers. Does it really matter that they are not the market leader at the moment? I guess it's all about the bottom line and bragging rights. I like to see the PS3 do well and thrive over time. I have no regrets getting my 60 gig. I have no issues with that. I pay with what I paid. No issues with the PSN or the fact that it's free or reliability and or the 17 games I own. I love Blu-ray movies. You get what you pay for. You don't hear people say Mercedes should lower their price because they don't sell as many cars as Ford. It's sad that there's a console war of words going on. People that accuse one another of being fanboys are fanboys themselves. Like you guys said, we need competition. Everyone benefits in the end. After I did my research, the PS3 was my choice. I've played the Wii and the 360. I wouldn't touch either with a 10-foot pole. Because I earn an income, I guess the cost of a PS3 was not a big issue for me as opposed to a student or a welfare recipient.
Wow.
I don't believe the arguments of PSN versus Xbox Live and the quality or quantity of games for either platform are valid points any longer. I don't know where the Red Ring of Death issue stands today with the 360. I heard it was a 30-35% failure rate, but of the people that I know of that have owned a 360, it's more like 80-85%. How a consumer product with such crappy reliability history is still on the market is beyond me. The only thing that on the 360 that I love are the R2, L2 contoured triggers. Apart from that, nada. I also use Apple products and love Rush.
Hey, Rush.
So am I a fanboy because I don't play all three consoles or see redeeming qualities in the competition? If so, then damn it, so be it. I'm a fanboy and proud of it.
You know something? I like his letter. It was truthful.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, the typical, you know, this sucks and, you know, you suck and mine's better. He actually explained, you know, the reasoning behind.
Pretty much said the 360 sucked and the Wii.
But thing is,
not in the words, but he wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Because that's his opinion.
That's right. His opinion, yeah. But he's pretty much saying it sucks. So
I think, though, his letter is pretty much the definition of a fan rather than a fanboy. Granted, he might be a little hardcore in terms of a fan, but he did say that he doesn't care if the PS3, what the PS3 sales are, which the trademark of a fanboy is to constantly point at sales and try and hope that the one beats the other in sales.
Yeah.
He has tried the other systems. He just doesn't like them. Yeah. So to me, a fanboy is somebody who won't play anything just because it's on the other system.
Right. Yeah.
I think I'd probably describe you as a hardcore fan of Sony, but not a fanboy.
Yeah.
Would be my descriptor.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that because I think everybody in this room kind of falls under that same kind of thing. We all poke fun at the Wii.
Right,
but we all own a Wii.
Yeah,
so
and I play my Wii,
you know,
occasionally.
And that's kind of the thing. And you know, we all initially didn't care much for our PS3s because there was nothing on them.
Right,
you
but
know,
now,
but
that's
now
a
that there's
case.
A shit ton of stuff to play,
yeah.
We play them consistently.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know,
yeah.
Whereas the 360 has been, you know, that system since the beginning. It came out, had all these games, you were playing them, blah blah blah. But even when that was out, you were still playing your PS2.
Right,
so.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I would classify you as a hardcore fan of Sony, not as a fanboy.
Yeah,
yeah.
You seem too rational to be a fanboy.
And trust me, the understanding of your experiences with Red Ring of Death vary,
yeah.
And it just depends on who you're talking to because it is pathetic.
Yeah,
yeah. It's terrible that those machines break down.
That's terrible.
We started this last week. I don't want to get into it again.
That's terrible.
You don't want to get into
it? No, we're not going to get into the.
Did you read the forms?
Yeah, we're not going to get into the system failure rate again because you know what? Any system that breaks is shitty.
Is fail.
Period. And, you know, and it is what it is. If you can't deal with that, then stop playing it. That's your prerogative.
That's my prerogative.
That's Bobby Brown.
I forgot to ask you.
Oh yeah, forgot to ask.
I was kind of hoping that I wouldn't have to talk about it this week, but my red ring is gone.
Is it?
There's no red light, but yet at the same time, it still doesn't work.
What does it do? Does it
dude.
Just like...
It green lights rotates over
and over.
You need
to just dropkick that piece of shit.
I've never seen that before. That's interesting.
You should call Microsoft? I bet they don't have an answer.
They're like, I don't know.
Not yet.
They're like, hit it really hard on the side.
I was thinking about just keeping it on for a long time until...
It red rings?
Yeah.
So you can get it fixed?
Yeah, because I don't
time
like,
for the towel.
I don't like the
break
idea.
Out the towel.
Yeah. I don't like the idea of having to pay $100 to repair.
Especially when you can buy a brand new arcade console for $199 and just keep your hard drive.
Yep.
Yeah. And the thing is, if it comes to that, it might be a while before I play more Xbox.
Well, it is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
If you can get it the red ring, then at least you can get it fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True that.
Is what it is. All right.
And it is a piece of shit.
It is.
It is.
Next question. Tortellini1. Hey, guys. Love the show. Had two questions. This question is in the future.
Whoa.
But when the next generation of consoles
to the future.
What do you think the companies will do as far as their online parts of their consoles? Will they transfer over to the new consoles, or will they ditch and refresh like Xbox to Xbox 360?
I think 360, what they have now, works.
360 will continue. I think your achievements will carry over. Your game list will carry over.
Yeah.
You know, your little avatar, whatever the fuck, will carry over. Nintendo, maybe.
Nintendo might, in the next gen, might become more like the 360.
I mean, I think there's really no online identity on the Wii. It's just your console number.
It's a number, and that's stupid.
You know,
that's
so it's stupid. Not like anything. But as far as PSN goes, I think by the time it's done, there will be an online, you know, identity, like with Home or whatever the fuck they're going to use, and it will carry over.
Yeah. I think they'll carry it. I mean, 360 didn't so much ditch the original, what happened on the original Xbox. It was such a big improvement over Xbox Live on the original Xbox, because Xbox Live on the original Xbox, while cool because it was the only thing available really at the time that was similar to it, it was very, very bare bones compared to the Live that we have today.
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't so much that they ditched it and refreshed. They just added a ton of stuff.
Yeah,
they
just continued adding, because we all still have our original gamer tags from Xbox Live.
Right.
So, and I imagine that'll stay the same with PlayStation Network, which is what I hoped PlayStation 2 would have been, but it was a different login for every fucking game, which was retarded. I hated that.
Yep.
So now that there's a unique ID, and what I would like Sony to do is initially get the friends list across every game, messages across every game, you know, all that seamless in every game. And then keep your little trophy thing, whatever, going on, and do that as well.
Yeah.
This next question I skimmed through a second ago, and it's very interesting, and it could be our last question of the day. I think it will be. If you own Sony, what would be the first three things that you would do to help the PS3 sell over the 360?
Wow.
That's a very interesting question.
First thing. Okay, now, I say caveat to this question, that we assume that this is not, like, it's not bound by real-world economics. at least not completely bound by real-world economics, because they're not really in the place to drop price right now, but that's the first thing that I would do.
Yeah.
I'd drop price at least $100. Because, let's be completely honest, the PlayStation 3 does have things that add value over the 360, the Blu-ray player
is huge.
The biggest. So I think a PS3 at $100 cheaper than it is now will have sales very comparable to the 360, if not more. So that's number one.
I would say another big thing that Sony. I'm reluctant when I say this, but they should aim for more of a casual market. Okay. They need an ace in the hole.
You've got to have an ace.
They need something like Monster Hunter. Not necessarily Monster Hunter, but they need that game that when it comes out, people say, "Holy crap! This is like." It takes all the best elements from so-and-so and so-and-so, but it's unlike anything I've ever played before, and it's online multiplayer, and it's like the coolest, most addicting thing I've ever played in my life. They need that type of game.
Which they may have with Killzone. We don't know yet.
They should have had
it. I don't see it with Killzone. This game needs to be the type of game that goes across demographics, across gender, It's not just one particular genre, but it's a collaboration of genres, but at the same time is easy, simple to understand, has multiplayer capability, and is just a lot of people from all races of life having fun together. They needed a game like that. Like a casual game, but a game of depth and of imagination and a compelling world to play the game in.
See, I think if there was a third point to what Sony needs to do, Sony needs to advertise the hell out of how many games they have.
Yes.
Because
that's
their
big downfall
right now. And combine advertising all of these games that they have with the fact that the only place that you can play next-generation movies on a game console is on the PlayStation 3. Yeah. And advertise the PlayStation Network, where you can download movies, TV shows, and games, content, and all this stuff, all in one advertisement.
Yeah.
Because if you see a commercial where you see this huge stack of games that you can play on the system, you know, run a sizzle trailer of Resident Evil, Metal Gear Solid, Little Big Planet, Killzone, all these games running, showing all this stuff, then you go, and you can also watch, boom, show the Matrix trilogy on Blu-ray, show, you know, all these big, huge movies on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And then, bam. And then when you're done with that, you can go download all this shit. You know, it's free to sign up for this account, and you can download free demos. You can download, you know, all this different stuff.
Yeah.
Free,
advertise is really the biggest thing for them. They should be – I shouldn't be able to turn on my TV on a, you know, a typical, you know, 18 to 34 age group channel like Spike TV or something without seeing a Killzone 2 commercial every other commercial break at this point.
Yes.
I mean, the game comes out in just about a month. There's no excuse there aren't Killzone 2 advertisements everywhere. That's what's going to help them push their system. You can trash Microsoft for the Halo hype all you want to because the game was everywhere with the Mountain Dew cans and just everywhere you looked, it was Halo.
Yeah.
But, I mean, look how many units it sold. So there's no excuse for Sony to not be pushing Killzone 2 like it's...
Yeah, cross-promotion. Not just promotion, but, you know, like with Xbox and Mountain Dew.
Right.
You know, Sony should find their other partner.
Guitar Hero and KFC.
Sorry. Are you serious?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I did not know that. Thing is, I don't watch that much television. So I'm kind of behind on the
Hell, even Nintendo has like Happy Meal toys. Shit.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Right
they
now?
Should do
not
like
right
a.
Now. No, you're. I'm going to McDonald's. I need a Happy Meal.
They should do a. They should do a Killzone 2 fast food promotion. Seriously, that sounds stupid, but I mean, that's one way to.
I don't think Killzone 2 would be the type for fast food. Little Big Planet would be an awesome McDonald's
that
Happy Meal.
See, I think
toy.
Burger King and Killzone, man, you could get like a Hellgas giant Coke.
Yeah,
with the dude's face on it,
with the eyes
awesome.
And everything.
And you get the fry box would have his eyes on it. You know?
Yeah,
that'd be
dude,
awesome.
That would be some awesome boxes.
Hell yeah,
for
there
Burger
you go.
King.
See,
yes,
there you go. See, I should work at Sony Marketing.
Yeah,
somebody should work at Sony Marketing
because apparently nobody does.
Seriously, do some freaking ads.
It's running on an AI program.
Running on empty. Running on. Do you have any, Mr. Wolverine?
You took them.
I took them?
Oh, I was going to say marketing.
Ah. So I did take them. I'm sorry.
I think they should really.
It's good.
I can.
Scary.
So I beat you in cards.
Bitch.
I think Sony needs to look toward Apple to get their inspiration for marketing.
I love those commercials.
Yes.
Well, Apple though has been so successful lately because they've managed to make their products be cool. Like if you can make your product cool,
yeah,
that's you're instantly in the money.
That's why we're fucking up.
Yeah, I know, because we're not cool. We will never be cool.
Damn it!
Give me a break.
Hey, we can be cool.
I think if they release more bundles over here, too, that'd be nice.
Bundles are awesome. I think bundles are great. Like Metal Gear bundle and the Uncharted bundle, those were awesome bundles.
Yep. Yeah. They need a little Big Planet bundle.
They definitely need an RE5 bundle, and they should have done a GTA
Seriously,
bundle.
Seriously, that's what I mean. Little Big Planet should have been everywhere.
Exactly.
It just should have been. There should have been Sackboy t-shirts. There should have been the plush Sackboys. There should have been...
Dude.
They should have partnered with a major retailer to have, like,
dude,
Little Big Planet branded merchandise.
Ronald McDonald Sackboy. get your exclusive Ronald McDonald Sackboy at McDonald's. with a code to unlock them in the game.
I think looking at it realistically now, the economy is not made for that kind of marketing right now. There's just
no, you're right.
You're right.
It's not.
You're right. That is a really good point.
But they should have did it when the time was right.
Yes.
Well, when the economy comes back up, that should be their first. That should be their first agenda.
Yes.
Some kick-ass marketing.
Dude, we're going to be into the next generation by the time the economy completely rebounds.
And for Microsoft and Sony, just make one fucking system. Don't make multiple SKUs.
Yeah, multiple SKUs is
stupid.
That is stupid.
One standard console. One console to rule them all.
One console, and then like if you want more hard disk space, get an extra hard drive.
Microsoft nailed that one.
Well,
it's a detachable hard drive. Yeah, but you got to take it apart.
But it's not. No, you just open up the hatch on the side, and it's not hard.
But Microsoft's detachable hard drive is ridiculously expensive.
Ridiculously expensive, don't get me wrong.
Yes, it is.
It's more user-friendly.
It's easier, more user-friendly.
You have to find the balance between user-friendly and inexpensive.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
You could go with the SD cards, but they're not big enough yet to make a difference.
Yeah.
So...
multiple SD card slots.
See, you got 45 of them on the front.
Sony using a SATA hard drive. So you can get them cheap.
You can get them cheap, but you have to know what you're doing.
And the manual walks you through it.
90% of people aren't going to do it, though.
Well, if you read the manual, it's pretty good.
90% of people still aren't going to do it.
Well, they just read the fucking manual. That's why, they make them read them.
Nobody reads it. I didn't read it. You'll read it.
I read it.
Read this. Read this. The show's over.
Read this. We done.
Yep. We out.
Rip.
Mr. Khan.
Alrighty then.
Blacktop pavement, cover me like a chemical reaction or a steamroller spreading right. My ear rumbles under my feet, and it shakes the leaves off of every tree. Violently, what pretension, everlasting peace.
Kineticon. Kineticon.
Whoa, there's a...
It sounds like little nuclear explosions are going off.
I can't hear it, obviously. So.
Oh, my God. Ow, man.
They're bombing the shit out of us. Run!
Man, it's like freaking World War III in here, man. Mayday, mayday.
I found a little trick I can do. That's fun. Nice.
Oh, my God. No, wait.
I saved the chickens. Oh, shit.
The chickens are dead.
Wait. I still function.
Oh, you're going to quote a line from the Transformers movie.
Wanna bet? My toe.
that can be the new standard sound effect anytime you want somebody to shut up.
Oh,
you've been kill zoned.